The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Frank Sontag, brother, thank you for inviting me to fill in for you. That is an impossible task. I am the senior pastor of Shepherd Church, and we are on K-Praise in San Diego Sunday mornings at 9:30 a.m., but we're on every night, Monday through Friday at 7 o'clock p.m. here on KKLA 99.5 FM. Frank is off getting a little R&R. He is happy because the Cleveland Browns won a football game. He is the biggest Cleveland Brown fan. They hardly ever win a game, but we know that the Padres and the Dodgers are in the playoffs, and also the Lakers finally made it back to the finals. We have great weather today, and we have an election coming up in 5 weeks. The first debate is in 2 days, and so people are fired up today. There are so many things to talk about. I was thinking back when I was, you know, many years ago, some things that I never, ever thought I would ever see in my lifetime. One, I remember these thoughts. I never thought that gay marriage would be legalized in the United States of America. I thought I'd never live to see that. I also never thought in my lifetime I would ever see churches in America being forced to close. And right now, churches are not allowed to meet indoor. Now, you know many churches are meeting indoors. We're one of them. We'll talk more about that later. But I just never thought I'd ever live in a country in the United States where I would live to see or live to hear where for me to meet as a church inside where we would be going against the governor and against the mayor of this city. Well, again, I'm not here to talk about that. But the other thing that I thought I would never, ever, ever hear or see in my lifetime was Roe versus Wade being overturned. And we have an election in 5 weeks. The first presidential debate is tomorrow night. And some people, when they go into that voting booth, they vote just based on their party. Some people vote based on a platform. Some people vote because they like the person. And what we have is we have two men, one Joe Biden, who's been involved in Congress for 47 years, served as a vice president for 8 under President Barack Obama. He's been in Congress, he's been in Washington, D.C. for 47 years. At the end of this term, Donald Trump will have been in office for 48 months. And you've got to walk into that voting booth and you've got to pick one or the other. And you're probably going to have to hold your nose when you vote. That's kind of a saying that we're not really happy with either one of them. However, there are many reasons when people vote when they select that candidate. There are reasons. And so people in their minds, they have to prioritize who it is that they're voting for. And one of the for believers, and this is not true for all believers, and we'll have some people call in, and I would love to hear your thoughts on this topic. You can call us at 888-528-2557. 888-528-2557. We're talking about an election that's coming up in 5 weeks, and one of the consequences for who you vote for is that president gets to select or nominate a member of the Supreme Court if a vacancy comes up. And Donald Trump, so far in his tenure, he has been able to put 2 people on the Supreme Court. And a lot of times that you can serve 4 years or 8 years and never get to put on 1 Supreme Court justice. He's put on 2 already, and he's nominated a 3rd, Amy Coney Barrett, who's a Catholic. She's a believer. I believe she's pro-life. She is conservative, and there are those that are saying that if she gets selected by the Senate, if they approve of Donald Trump's selection or nomination, that there could be 6-3, the court would be conservative by a 6-3 vote. There's a chance if that happens. I'm not saying it is, but there's a chance. If she gets put on that Supreme Court, there's a chance that Roe versus Wade could be overturned. Never thought I'd see it in my lifetime. And so when you go into that voting booth, again, you're having to select a candidate who the consequences of that are they get to nominate someone to the Supreme Court if a vacancy comes up. And in my opinion, this is me, all right? I'm a pastor. I'm a believer. There are many issues from the economy to social justice, racial justice, the military, you name it. There's all kinds of reasons why people vote for certain candidates. But for me, the number one thing that I would vote for is because of someone who's either pro-choice or pro-life. And I want to hear from you. I want you to call me at 888-528-2557. I want to know, when you vote, why do you vote for who you vote for? You might be voting for Joe Biden. You might be voting for Donald Trump. And what is the priority in your heart? What is the priority in your mind when you go into that voting? What's the number one principle? Is it a collection of two or three things that outweigh something else? For me, if you can't protect life, innocent life, I don't know what else you have to offer me personally, because I think it all begins with the sanctity of human life. I was listening to Lou Engle, and I shared this earlier with our San Diego audience. Lou Engle leads a ministry called The Call, and he went through on a Facebook post recently and read all these verses from the Word of God. The first one was in Genesis chapter 4, where Cain killed his brother Abel, and there was the shedding of innocent blood. And the Lord said, "What have you done?" And then he said, "Listen, listen, your brother's blood cries out to me from the ground, and now you're under a curse from the ground, which opened its mouth to receive your brother's blood from your hand." When there's the shedding of innocent blood, according to Genesis chapter 4, there's a voice that cries out. And that voice goes to God. In Genesis chapter 9, "Whoever sheds the blood of man, by man shall his blood be shed, for in the image of God, God has made man." God said that when you take the life of an innocent person dies and that blood is shed, you're killing someone who's actually in the image of God, the very image of God. And later on, of course, he pronounces judgment for anyone who turns their back. And I was mentioning earlier that in this country, the United States of America, right now in the state of California with 40 million people, people are upset that 15,000 people have died of COVID. 15,000 people have died. 15,000. And people are upset, and we should be upset. But imagine how, if that bothers us, that 15,000 people have died of COVID, imagine how God feels when he looks at this country, the United States of America, and some 60 million people have lost their lives, babies, innocent children. And unlike COVID, which is a virus that you catch, like you catch a cold, you catch the virus, 15,000 people have died. Abortion is much greater than that. We've had 60 million, and it's not a virus that you caught. It was a choice that someone made. One of these candidates is pro-choice, and one of these candidates is pro-life. And I don't like the phrase pro-choice. That should be called pro-death. It should be one pro-death and one pro-life. And yet we'll have Christians, they'll call in. I'm willing to take your call on you voting for a candidate that's either pro-life or pro-choice. Is that your number one reason? Do you vote because it's the party and you always just vote a particular party? Do you vote based on the platform, or do you vote for the person? I personally think that the Democrat Party, for the most part, they're all of them, are pro-death or pro-choice. You can take the life of an unborn child. And Donald Trump is pro-life. So It's a choice. The problem is there's so many other issues that are involved. What are those issues for you? I want to know what those issues are for you. And we're going to take some calls. We've got Rudy on the line from Anaheim. Rudy, you are on the Frank Sontag Show.
Hi there, and welcome. I'm going to vote for Trump, and the biggest issue for me is the Second Amendment. I really believe in the Second Amendment, and I think if Biden gets elected, that the price of guns and the price of ammunition will go up a lot. Anyways, I wanted to ask you a question about abortion. If the sanctity of innocent life is so important to the evangelicals, how come I never hear evangelicals say anything about the amount of innocent life that's taken as a result of war? Women and children.
Rudy, thank you for that call. That's a good question, and I've wrestled with that some myself, except we do know that in the Bible that God in his plan deemed that at times the nation of Israel would conquer land and conquer people, and sometimes Israel itself would be conquered, and they would be held accountable, and God would carry them off into captivity. And I think that that is, again, a great question. And I think that Christians, I think there are many Christians that would agree that war is never a good thing, and we should always try to not go to war at all costs if we possibly can. But there are times where, as a nation, we have been involved in war. I think of when Hitler was trying to take over the world, and I watched a show the other night called Hitler's Death Squad. I couldn't sleep last night, and it showed the atrocities of Hitler as he was obviously an evil person, and they were conquering the world. The United States had to get involved in that, and if they hadn't got involved, there would have been Hitler would have taken over the world, and of course we were the ones that helped turn the war around, the United States and the Allies. And so there's from time to time we have to get involved in war. Certainly we don't want to be there, but the point of abortion and people in our country, it's something that is legal right now, and we hope that, I pray that somehow Roe versus Wade is overturned. I want to go to Jamie in Van Nuys. Jamie, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Hi, I was just calling in to tell about my political stance. First, I want to say I go to Shepherd's Church and out in Porter Ranch, and I really love your services, and I just wanted to let you know. And I was calling about saying, basically, I feel the same way as you do. My political stance is more for the Republican Party because of abortions. I don't really support abortions. I'm more pro-life and, like you say, pro-death. So I was calling in to give my opinion.
Jamie, have you always been pro-life?
Yes, I have. I've always thought that, to be honest with you, I can't imagine a beautiful baby, and it makes me really upset when I think about it. It's a beautiful baby. It's a life. It's God's blessing that brings into this world, even in the circumstances, even in bad circumstances. It's a beautiful blessing that comes out of it.
Is it the most important issue for you when you vote for a presidential candidate?
Yes.
And it supersedes any other issue in your mind?
It's the main thing on my mind. I know there's a lot of problems with both parties, and I know it's really a hard decision, but the number one thing on my mind is the life of a baby.
And do you think there's a chance if Amy Coney Barrett gets selected or gets appointed to be a Supreme Court justice, do you think there's a chance that Roe versus Wade could be overturned?
I pray to God. I really hope so. I really pray. I pray every night about abortion and for it to be removed. So I hope to God that if they do accept her and if she does go in, that it'll be overturned.
Well, thank you for calling. And you know, I was reading verses from the Word of God that I got from Lou Engle as he pieced through the Scriptures, the shedding of innocent blood. And one verse particularly in Numbers chapter 35, verse 33, the Word of God says, "Do not pollute the land where you are." And then he said, the Bible says, that bloodshed pollutes the land. And it defiles the land. And if you think about the fact that in the United States of America, since Roe versus Wade was put into place, that we have aborted some 60 million children. And listen, I know there's many factors that go into that. It's both men and women that are involved with that. Certainly, and please hear my heart on this, and every pastor feels the same way. If anyone who's listening has ever walked down that road and had an abortion, that God is able to forgive and God is able to restore and God is able to once again forgive you and forgive me of any sin that we've ever committed. And the Church of Jesus Christ, our message is a message of love and it's a message of grace. And so I hope if someone is listening out there and you're struggling with the guilt of that, just know that there's many churches. We're one of them. We actually have a ministry for people who have had abortions because we know that God doesn't desire for us to live in our past. He does not desire for us to live under the guilt of sin. But we also have to state that as God looks down at this country, he sees a country that has performed some 60 million abortions. And anytime there's an election, and again, there's an election in 5 weeks, selecting the president of the United States, either Joe Biden or Donald Trump, those are the facts. You get to vote for one of them. One's pro-life, one's pro-choice. But the consequence of electing a president is that they're able to put on members of the Supreme Court, at least to nominate. The Senate has to approve. And Donald Trump has put on 2 conservative judges over his first 3.5 years, and we've got a third possibility, a third judge, Amy Coney Barrett, who's a believer. She's a Christian. They think the court might be 6-3 conservative versus liberal. I've never lived underneath those times, and there is a chance that Roe versus Wade could be overturned. And I want to hear from you on why do you vote for who you vote for? There are some people who, even though Donald Trump is pro-life, they are never Trumpers. They don't care that he's pro-life. He's done too many other things that have offended them. They would never, ever vote for him. So instead, they'll vote for Joe Biden, primarily because they don't like Donald Trump. Well, then you're voting for a president. You're voting for a president who may get to select. You never know when a Supreme Court justice, their time is up on this earth or their tenure's over, and he gets to nominate and the Senate will get to approve. There's a chance that Roe versus Wade could be overturned. And as a believer, are you okay with that? Are you okay with putting someone on there that is pro-choice versus someone putting someone on there that's pro-life? Again, we all vote for different reasons. Some people vote across party lines. It doesn't matter. They're either Democrat, they vote all Democrat, or Republican, they vote all Republican. That's called voting party lines. Some people vote on the platform. And I always challenge people, have you got online and read the platform for the Democrat Party? Have you read the platform for the Republican Party? Have you looked at what they stand for? Or are you just voting for the person? I want to give you our phone number again. It's 888-528-2557. 888-528-2557. My name is Dudley Rutherford. I'm the pastor of Shepherd Church. I'm filling in for Frank Sontag. We're 5 weeks away from the election. Tomorrow night, there's going to be a debate, which we'll talk about that in a little bit. But I've been looking at these scriptures in Genesis chapter 4, where Cain killed his brother Abel. And the Bible says that the Lord said, "Listen," and he could hear the voice from that blood. That blood, there's a voice that speaks to God from the earth. You need to read Genesis 4, 8 through 11. Genesis 9, verses 4 through 6, it talks about that the shedding of blood, anytime anyone's life is taken, it might, you know, we're on the news every day. You read news about people who've lost their lives, and you're looking at the life of someone who was created in the image of God. It's why you and I as believers should have so much respect for one another, because every single person on this planet is created in the image of God. And I really wish that as believers, as Christians, that we all had this respect for human life. You're looking at these riots in the street. You're looking at some of the racial injustices that we see taking place in this country, and it's in almost in every arena of life. It all boils down to there's not this respect for human life. But the Bible talks about, again, Numbers 35, verse 33, this pollution, that we have defiled the land. And it's why we had this day of prayer 2 days ago at the mall in Washington, D.C., where Christians met at the White House, at the Washington Mall, there in front of the Lincoln Memorial, Franklin Graham and believers from all over the country, because of this verse, 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people called by my name humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then I, God, will hear from heaven, and I will forgive them from their sin and heal their land. Now, when we come back from this break, I want to hear from you. I want to know, you know, they tell us that most people have already made up their mind who they're going to vote for. It's like we're having all these debates. They're going to spend billions of dollars these next 5 weeks, and most people have already made up their mind. I want to hear from you. I want to know why you're voting for who you're voting for, and I want to know what is the number one or the number two or the top two or three reasons on why you're voting for that person. We're going to come back from this break. I want to give you the number one more time. The number is 888-528-2557, and after this break, we'll take some callers. This is Dudley Rutherford filling in for Frank Sontag on the Frank Sontag Show. This is Dudley Rutherford. Listen to that music. I'm filling in for Frank Sontag on the Frank Sontag Show. You know, you live in Southern California, listen to music like that, you ought to be jumping out of your shoes right now, just being happy. There's a lot going on in this world, and I know that there are a lot of media empires. Most of them lean left. You have a couple that lean right, and then you have this Christian radio program, K-Praise and KKLA, 99.5 FM. And sometimes people think that we as Christians, that we should not be involved in politics. I get that all the time at the church. If I just mention something, I get criticized. I don't come to church to hear about politics. Well, I've got 40 pages worth in my sermon. I take like two paragraphs and I say something. They don't hear the other 39 pages. They just heard something politically that they didn't agree with, and they want to quit and go someplace else, which is fine. I get that, except as my wife pointed out to me, we're not talking about fixing potholes. We're not talking about fixing the sidewalks that are in disarray. There are some biblical issues, and one of them is abortion. One of them is racial justice. One is what do we do with illegal immigration. There are biblical issues that the church should be front and center discussing. So as we have just 5 weeks leading up to this next election, you're going to hear in churches, you're going to hear on this radio program, KKLA and K-Praise, you're going to hear from time to time, you're going to hear political discussion, and we should be involved. I think that as believers, it's not like going to all the world except Hollywood, going to all the world except politics. No, Christians should influence every arena of life. And here we are, have a presidential debate tomorrow night, first one. We have an election in 5 weeks where we're going to decide whether Joe Biden is going to be the next president of the United States or if Donald Trump is going to serve for another 4 years. There is no mistake, no doubt about it. One of those candidates pro-life, one's pro-choice. Pro-choice, I don't like that phrase because it should be pro-death. One's pro-life and one's pro-death is what that is. Now, we as a church, we have to do more to help those that are walking through what they call crisis pregnancy. And there are some centers like that that we support as a church. Every church does that. Of course, the press doesn't tell you that. But we have an opportunity here for Amy Coney Barrett to be, she was nominated. This will be the third Supreme Court justice that might get on the Supreme Court, and Roe versus Wade could be overturned. This is unbelievable. And I just want to, we've opened up the phone lines, 888-528-2557. I want to hear from you on why, who are you voting for, and why are you voting for that person? I want to go to Angela in Glendora. Angela, you are on the Frank Sontag Show.
Thank you, Pastor. I just want to be brief. I just want to say that you said it the best right now. Just as I was listening to you, you said that we're to permeate, we're to go out and permeate every arena in this life. And I believe that that's what Trump has done. He has gone in and he, through his reverence for God, he has influenced every arena of life. And the most thing that's important to me, of course, is that the name of Jesus Christ has been exalted since he took over. I'm 67 years old. Kennedy, a bit of God, a bit of religion, but Trump has exalted the name of Jesus Christ, and he has given us Christians, people that are undercover Christians, the freedom to be able to say the name of Jesus Christ, to be able to say that they love God on national TV. And for me, that is very important and probably first, and then it would be the right to life. It would be pro-life. It would be the unborn. And just those two things alone is enough for me, and I have a whole arm full of things that he has, that I believe that he's done, that he's for. Our freedom of speech, our freedom of religion, he's just for the family. He's for the traditional family. And so all of this, for me, I don't need to think about who I'm going to vote for. I didn't last time, and I don't this time. But I will say one thing is that as Christians, a lot of Christian people in the marketplace, if you get out there and you start meeting up with your friends, they don't understand voting for the issues, voting for what he is for. They are having a hard time because perhaps they've always been Democrat. And so now they're having a hard time switching over. But you need to bring these things to their attention. And then 5 minutes of speaking to someone, they start thinking about it.
Yeah, I tell you, I have to agree with you. I think Donald Trump has done more for religious freedom than any other president that I know in my lifetime. And I personally at this time feel under attack. Our religious freedoms are under attack. I think part of the politics, especially in this state where they've shut down churches and they've allowed casinos to remain open, and across from my church, I talk about this all the time, Nordstrom's Rack is open. Starbucks is open. The grocery store is open. In-N-Out Burger is open. These stores right across the street. You can't even get a parking space. It's just wall-to-wall people all day long, and yet they're telling us that the church can't open. So I do feel that abortion, for me, is probably the number one issue. Probably religious freedom is the second most important issue for me. I want to go to Anna from North Hollywood. Anna, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Hi, Pastor. Thank you again for all that you're doing, you know, to feed the body of Christ. My sister goes to Shepherd as well. But the reason why I'm calling, you know, I am a Mexican, and I'm here. I live here in North Hollywood. I also work for a physician in Santa Monica, neurologist. She's a Jewish. But anyway, we were talking about the candidates, and he is a Democrat. And, you know, of course, like he said to me, he just talked to me about maybe 2 weeks ago, and he said, why are you voting for Trump? Don't you know that Trump hates Mexicans and Latinos, and he wants to throw away, he wants to, you know, get rid of all Mexicans and everything? And I said, you know, I understand that, you know, Trump is not my favorite person, and he may not be, you know, a lot of Christian favorite people. You know, I mean, he's done a lot of things and everything. The one thing that I'm standing by him, and it's not because, again, he's my favorite. I am not a political person. I just vote for the rights that, you know, God is teaching me from the Bible. And I said, in his righteousness is his life. He's the only one that can take the life. You know, nobody else. No one else can do it. I said, but it's not just that. I said, well, that's one of my parts. But the thing is that what he is doing, he's been the only candidate out there that he's been turning things radical. And I think the radical part in here is what God is looking for. And whether he likes me or he doesn't like me or he's against Mexican or he's not, I don't care about that. You know?
All right, Anna, that was a great phone call. She is basically telling us that, you know, she's not buying in that he's a racist. That's what she's saying. But she's saying even if he is, that this issue of being pro-life trumps that issue. And that's an interesting take. And again, we have this choice. You're 5 weeks away from deciding. Everyone who's listening gets a say. You get to voice your opinion. There's a Latino woman in North Hollywood who says it doesn't matter. She's acknowledging that he's a flawed man. But this issue of being pro-life is the most important thing to her. I want to go to Sam in San Diego. He's part of our K-Praise audience. Sam, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Hi, Pastor. Thanks for taking my call. I, like yourself, about the only issue I would be voting on is the pro-life issue. You know, I really don't care a lot about all the other issues. They're secondary as far as making a choice between a pro-life person and a pro-death person.
And Sam, why is that the most important issue to you?
Well, because we have to fear God. God gave life, and only God can take life away. Those who take life away by their own decisions for political reasons, they are challenging God's authority on what he had already by his omniscience to know that who should live and who should die. And these children are God's gift to mankind. We don't have the right to take it away. He only has the right. And that's the only reason I decide when it comes to who the nominee should be.
Well, Sam, thank you for calling. And again, some people vote just flat party. Some people vote on the platform. There's two parties, and they're two different platforms. I would encourage you to go to Well-Versed organization by Jim Garlow. He actually has both platforms all written out on his website. I'll look that website up for you, and you can see the biblical reasons to vote for one platform or the other. I'm not telling you who to vote for. I'm asking you who you're voting for. I want to give you my phone number, 888-528-2557. We would love to hear from you. This is Pastor Dudley Rutherford of Shepherd Church filling in on the Frank Sontag Show. Stay with me. We'll be right back after these messages. This is Pastor Dudley Rutherford of Shepherd Church filling in for one of my favorite friends, Frank Sontag. He's off getting a little vacation time, which he deserves. And this is a crazy season that we're going through right now. And we're talking about that the election is 5 weeks away, and there is a Supreme Court nomination, Amy Coney Barrett, that is up for consideration. And if she gets put on that Supreme Court, there is a chance that Roe versus Wade could be overturned. And for many Christians, almost every call that we've had here today are believers who that is the most important issue. And of course, you have two choices. You've got Joe Biden, who is a Democrat and who is pro-death, or what some people call pro-choice. And then you've got Donald Trump, who has got a lot of flaws. No one's saying he doesn't have a lot of flaws. But he has been one of the most pro-life candidates or presidents that this country has ever had in recent years. And so we're asking you who you're voting for, why you're voting for them. And it could be abortion. It could be some other reason. And I've got Lucy on the phone from Los Angeles, and she has a little bit different of opinion. Lucy, you're welcome to the Frank Sontag Show. Lucy, are you there? Lucy. All right. I hope you call back. She actually was saying that she's pro-life, but she will not be voting for Donald Trump because of the way that he's run his administration. So here is a here's another example of, and I'm happy to hear. I want to hear the good, the bad, and the ugly. She is pro-life. She is against aborting children, but she does not like the way he runs his administration. So she's going to cast her vote for Joe Biden. And that's, you know, she has that right to do so, correct? And I want to go to Rod in Los Angeles. Rod, welcome to the Frank Sontag Show.
Yes.
Rod, turn that radio down and talk to me, brother.
All right. Hey, thank you for having me on the show. Okay, so I am a Democrat. I mean, well, you know, I was raised that way.
Okay.
And now, I've never voted Republican.
Okay.
However, I am against abortion.
Okay.
I am against gay marriage. I am against all of these things that rip up the fabric of our country.
Okay.
But I am kind of like in the middle of the road, simply because it's not just that Donald Trump conducts himself just so badly, but it seems like he's doing some dangerous things that's kind of like destroying our democracy. And I'm a veteran, an Air Force vet. And, you know, I don't like the way that he talked about our troops. I don't like the way that he talks about women. He talks about minorities. It's just horrible. So I am just like, oh, my goodness, what do I do? What's a guy to do? What's a God-fearing man to do like me? I don't want to see no babies being aborted.
Yep.
But so that's killing kids. But I don't want other people to be killed either.
Right.
Like our troops and our nation by getting in bed with our enemies.
Right.
What do I do? Who do I vote for?
Yeah, Rod, that's the dilemma. And of course, if Frank were here, he would argue with you on some of those points because Trump has done more for the military. And I was listening to Pompeo, the guy who runs the military here recently, I believe, who said he's traveled all over the world to our troops. And he says that they have nothing but respect for Donald Trump because they have he is basically rebuilt it and have provided so many resources that that they're all in favor of him. So anyway, I had some problems there with the difficulty there. I think who do we have on air here right now? I'm a little confused here. I want to go to Karen in Irvine. Karen, welcome to the Frank Sontag Show.
Hi, Pastor.
How are you, Karen?
I'm good. I just wanted to weigh in on the conversation. I feel very strongly about abortion.
Yes.
And I feel it's time for us to end that.
Mm.
I work for doctors, OBGYN.
Yes.
And I'm very aware of there are so many ways not to get pregnant.
Right. You believe every child is a miracle of God?
Yes. And this has got to stop, this barbarian treatment of the children. This is just wrong. And to me, it just comes down, the presidential issue comes down to that one thing, that we have a chance to stop this, to stop all this murder. Millions of babies have been murdered. And more so than any other thing on earth. You know, we are killing our children, and God is just not going to stand for that. And we have to stand up as Christians, and we need to take a stand on this issue. This is very important.
Yes, we have a chance. There's a chance that Amy Coney Barrett could be the next member of the Supreme Court, and there's a possibility that Roe versus Wade could be overturned. And I agree that most of us, unless there, you just heard from a woman who works in a doctor's office delivering children, and the thought of taking those children and aborting those children, I think it's the one of the most horrible things about our country that we have allowed 60 million children to be aborted. Lucy, we got you back on. I'm glad you called back.
Okay.
Welcome to the Frank Sontag Show.
Thank you for welcoming me and having me here in this program. This is my first time to call on your radio program.
Well, I'm glad you called.
To tune in the relevant radio, the Catholic radio. But this time, this is not relevant, right? This another Catholic station?
This is an evangelical station. It's a Christian radio station.
Christian radio station.
Yes.
But you were mentioning about the whom to vote if.
I want to know who you're voting for, Lucy.
I am voting for Biden and not for Trump.
And why are you voting for Joe Biden?
I am a registered Democrat, and I am also I also do not like the issue on abortion. But
you're pro-life.
I'm pro-life.
You're a pro-life Democrat.
Yeah, I'm a pro-life Democrat.
And when you go in that voting booth and you vote for that Democrat, you know that Democrat, all their policies and the funding is not all of their policies, but part of their platform is to provide funding for the abortion clinics. You know that.
Yeah, I know that too.
But and does that bother you at all?
That's not the all the issues about Trump, but one of the issues also against. I mean that he is pro-life. It's just one of the. Like his platform, as in order that the voters will vote for him.
Yes, but Lucy,
not all Democrats.
Lucy,
like
the issue, what issue besides the pro life? What issue is more important than the life issue?
I am for really the life issue is really. It's really I'm interested in the life issue. Although, if we are here in America, there are pros and cons about this abortion issue, this pro-life issue. But when it comes to voting as to who is the president for me to vote, well, I will not vote for Trump.
All right, Lucy, I appreciate you calling in. You know. I'm not here to convince anybody of anything, but I want to hear from you. But there's a person who's going to vote Biden. She's pro-life. She's a Democrat. If you're a Democrat, the Democrat Party is pro-abortion or pro-death. For they do not protect the life of the unborn child. My name is Dudley Rutherford. I'm the pastor of Shepherd Church, and we're going to take a little break here. I want you to stay right where you are. I want to continue this conversation. I want to throw out the phone number again, 888-528-2557. I want to know who you're voting for in 5 weeks. You're either voting for Joe Biden or Donald Trump. For many believers, as we're talking about today, the most important issue is the issue of the unborn. Are you in support of that or are you not in support of that? For other people, there's other issues. Lucy was someone who felt he just runs his administration in a bad way. And so we're going to take a little break. Don't go anywhere. Stay with me. We're going to come back for this final hour. We'll continue our discussion. This is Dudley Rutherford on the Frank Sontag Show.